Katie, and today we're going to be talking about the scandal of Ingrid Bergman. So, Ingrid Bergman was a very popular actress in the 1940s. She's most known for starring beside Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca, which is known as one of the greatest films of all time. Our story begins in Stockholm, Sweden. Ingrid was born on August 19th, 1915. Her dad was Judas Samuel Bergman, and her mother was, bear with me as I try to pronounce this, Friedel Henrietta Augusta Louise Adler Bergman. Yes, that is all of her mother's names. So her mom died when she was just 2 years old, and Ingrid was left with her dad, who was a photographer and artist. Ingrid's father always believed in her and believed she'd be somebody. In fact, he actually named her after Princess Ingrid of Sweden, who was the princess at the time. But when Ingrid was only 13, guys, he actually dropped dead as well. So now Ingrid was an orphan and literally had nobody. After Ingrid's father died, she was sent to live with her aunt, but then her aunt also died from heart disease only 8 months after Ingrid moved in with her. It seems like Ingrid had no one. She was surrounded by death and she had no one to lean on. She was sent to live with her aunt Hulda and Uncle Otto, who had 5 kids. So she went from being an only child to an orphan to now an adoptee with 5 other kids in the house. Ingrid felt like that was way too many kids, way too many action. So she actually moved out and went to live with her aunt Elsa, but she called her Muddy for short. So after settling in with her aunt Muddy, Ingrid finally could concentrate on what she actually wanted to do. As a teenager, she attended the Royal Dramatic Theatre School in Sweden, and she actually got a scholarship for it. Greta Garbo is also known to have gotten a scholarship to that same exact school before Ingrid as well. Playwright Sigfrid Swartz actually loved Ingrid so much he allowed her to be in his play. It was against protocol, guys, to have such a young actress who hadn't attended the school for at least 3 years to be in such a play, but he allowed her to do it anyway because he felt like she was so talented. After graduating from school, Ingrid began to star in Swedish films. Her first role was in Munkbro Brogreven, which is also called The Count of the Old Town in English, and people loved her performance. After this, Ingrid was put into many more films in Sweden. One notable one was called A Woman's Face, or En Kvinnas Ansikte. That's my best try at that pronunciation. This was a remake of the famous Joan Crawford film, also called A Woman's Face. It also has one of the best fight scenes you'll ever see.
Now get me the rest of your jewels.
Now, what really put Ingrid on the map was her famous film, Intermezzo. Producer David Selznick actually noticed Ingrid's performance and he was really feeling her. He wanted her to fly over to America immediately so she could star in his own version of the same film. Ingrid probably felt like she was in good hands because David Selznick was also behind movies like Spellbound in 1945, Rebecca in 1940, and A Star is Born in 1937. That same exact year that David was working with Ingrid, he would also be working on this little project that would soon to be known as Gone with the Wind.
What should I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
This had to be an exciting time for Ingrid. After all, she was starring next to Leslie Howard, who was becoming a pretty well-known actor at the time. One obstacle Ingrid had is that she didn't speak a lick of English. She actually had to memorize the lines through sounds and phonetics because she wasn't fluently speaking English yet. Another issue Ingrid had on the set of Intermezzo was the fact that Gone with the Wind was also being filmed at the Selznick Studios at the same time. Everybody was putting their concentration on Gone with the Wind, and she felt like her movie was put on the back burner. Ingrid originally had a suite when arriving on set, but she was downgraded to a back room because they felt like the costumes in Gone with the Wind actually needed more space. It was embarrassing for Ingrid, and it wasn't a good experience for her first time filming in America. At this point, Ingrid had already gotten married to Peter Lindstrom. Ingrid was expected to leave her family behind to film this movie, but she was willing to take the chance if it was going to start up her career. Selznick was actually let down once Ingrid actually arrived in America. David Selznick actually arranged for Ingrid to stay in his own house while filming the movie, but When he actually casted her, he'd never actually met her in person. He only saw her on screen and figured that's the woman he wanted in his own version of the same exact film. So when Ingrid actually arrived in America, he actually had the nerve to be disappointed. He complained that she was too tall, that her name was too German, and that her eyebrows were way too thick. And let me tell you, David Selznick was no looker either. I mean, my man looked like this. After the movie came out, Hollywood buzzed with Ingrid being a new star.
Throughout the world, motion picture audiences have been asking for new faces, demanding fresh personalities to entertain them. Always alert to public feeling, David O. Selznick, producer of innumerable hits, paused from his work on Gone with the Wind long enough to see a Swedish picture in which there appeared a girl who had won the heart of all Europe. Ingrid Bergman, remember this name. You will hear it often as millions of picturegoers make room in their affections for a new star.
She had a youthful and innocent look compared to other actresses, who usually wore lots of makeup and glamorous hairstyles. Ingrid seems like the girl next door, which wasn't very common for that time. So Ingrid would get a lot of bad publicity after making German film Die Vier Cousinen. So around this time, Germany was kind of making problems in the political world, and Ingrid kind of did this film at the worst time possible. What people couldn't understand is why Ingrid would star in such a film with a country that was aggravating such violent views and perpetuating such horrific events to happen. But the film was actually made in 1938, which is before the most horrific events of the war, so Ingrid couldn't have known all that happened would happen, but she was still looked down upon by the American public and by some of the European public because she starred in such a film with such a controversial country. Ingrid came out and she actually said that she didn't realize that Hitler would rise to the power that he did, so she was shocked in World War II when that actually happened, but she never formally apologized for making the film. Ingrid took some time to herself, and then in 1941, she returned to the screen in Dr. Jekyll and Hyde, which was also a really good film for her. But one of her most iconic films was in 1942 when she starred in Casablanca. This is exactly what Ingrid needed for her career. She finally made it known exactly where she stood when it came to the war, and it actually takes place during World War II. It kind of shows people being stuck in this country and afraid of exactly what is going to happen next. The Germans are taking over the city, and you kind of see the reality of what it's like living in the war and still trying to go on with your life. Even with these heavy topics, it still manages... Even with these heavy topics, it still manages to tell the story of love, heartbreak, and even loss. After doing this film, Ingrid was loved by the world, and it's actually known as one of the best films of all time. She starred next to Humphrey Bogart, and she had amazing chemistry with him throughout the whole film. Their work together in that film would become a prime example of classic cinema. I won't spoil the ending of the film for you, but I'm sure you guys have seen this famous scene.
No. He's looking at you, kid.
After the film clarified Ingrid's stance on the war, the public began to warm up to her. She still continued to play those wholesome, innocent roles, which definitely helped her image, and when she wasn't on screen, she was fighting against social justice issues like racial segregation. Of course, that wasn't a good thing to all people, and she got quite a bit of hate mail for it. But to others, it definitely showed them that she had a warm heart. Why do I smell gas? Oh my god, guys, I literally smell gas outside of my house, and I don't know why. I'm so scared. Hold on, BRB. Mom, I'm dead serious. I smell gas right now, and I'm so scared. Mom.
Hey, I don't smell anything.
I'm telling you.
I don't smell anything.
Okay, whatever. So what do you think it was?
I just said, a man probably pulled into his driveway.
Oh my god. Well, there goes my brain cells. So basically, back in the day, there was this fuckboy named Roberto Rossellini, and he was a known Italian director who was known for just being a player and scandalous and a philanderer. So she wrote him a letter, and I'll read it out loud to you right now, and I'll put it on the screen. Dear Roberto, I saw your films Open City and Pageant and enjoyed them very much. If you need a Swedish actress who speaks English very well, who has not forgotten her German, who is not very understandable in French, and who in Italian only knows te amo, I am ready to come and make a film with you, Ingrid Bergman. So you could see that Roberto immediately accepted. First of all, she literally was saying how I only know how to say I love you in Italian. So he probably liked that very much since he's known for being little, you know. And Ingrid, let me remind you, is married to Peter and she has a daughter. While filming Joan of Arc, Ingrid already convinced herself that she wanted that Rosalini pipe. So she began having an affair with Roberto on site, all right? When the news broke about the affair, gossip columnist Hedda Hopper was all over it. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Hedda Hopper. Any tea that was spilt, a drop, Hedda had it in her column. She knew everybody, everything, and every detail of your business. If you wanted your business to be all over the place, just tell Hedda. So since Hedda was such a queen in old Hollywood, and since she knew all of these insider secrets about the private lives of the stars, one day Ingrid Bergman was walking down the street minding her business. Hedda rolls up on her. Boom, boom, boom. Hello, Ingrid. Hello, Hedda. How far along are you? Huh? She knew that Ingrid was pregnant before anybody else. Ingrid said, do I look like it? And she kind of played the fool, but Hedda already knew that she was lying. So when Ingrid went back to Rome after that, people got suspicious. Is she visiting Roberto in Italy? Like, why is she going to Rome? You know what I'm saying? And soon after, it was actually confirmed that Ingrid was 3 months pregnant with little Roberto, okay? So since Hedda was right as usual, Ingrid was actually trapped in her apartment by paparazzi once the news actually broke. Like, she could not leave her premises. And this is where I feel bad for Ingrid, because I honestly think that no one deserves to have that amount of, that lack of privacy, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was kind of wrong for them to kind of corner her to the point of not even letting her leave her house. So people were questioning whether or not the daddy was Roberto, because Ingrid obviously wasn't talking about the pregnancy, and no one really knew exactly what was going on, but she was beginning to show, and it was becoming harder and harder every day for Ingrid to hide this pregnancy. Now let me remind you, as I mentioned at other parts in this video, Ingrid was a very, you know, innocent figure in old Hollywood. She was very virginal. She wasn't the type of person to have the scandalous affair, especially since she was married already. Afterwards, it became very clear who the baby daddy was, because Ingrid literally named the son Renato Roberto, which is directly named after Roberto. So after that, her husband left her in that same year. And the exact same year, she did not waste any time. She actually got married to Roberto. And she got huge backlash from Americans and Europeans and people from all around the world. They couldn't believe that she was involved in something like this. However, Roberto didn't get as much backlash. His directing career continued to flourish, and he didn't really get that much of, you know, kind of like a backlash from the public. So after they got married, they kind of lived together. They had many kids together, one of them being Isabella Rossellini, who became a pretty well-known actress. And as for Ingrid, her career would sort of try to snap back. It was never the same. It kind of tainted her forever, but she was able to bring home an Oscar after the affair, and she continued working in film and in Hollywood. And of course today we regard her as a classic Hollywood actress, so she people can admire her work and separate her mistakes from what exactly happened in real life. Thank you so much, guys, for watching this video. It really means a lot to me. And comment below any other topics you want to hear about. It could be from a scandal, to the lifetime of a person, to just a historical event that you'd like to hear about. You know, I'm cool with it. I'll do anything. So yeah, I hope you liked this video. If you really liked it, then please subscribe. And yeah, thanks.